Rabbi Yoel Rabinovich, Monday, the whatever it is, 28th of December, Yud Gimel Tavis, Rabbi Yoel Rabinovich on the Inyan of Inyan Yom.
Sometimes you daven at a place and they ask you to daven there with Omud. And so you say to them, so how long do I have? You know, different places have a different pace. You come to some places, they say, it doesn't matter what time you start. We finish at, and that's the same thing here, we finish at 9:40.
No, you're sorry.
As you wish.
So, I thought that, you know, the tendency is that we all start at the beginning of a parsha, and after the first few psukim, sort of run out of steam. You know, you do the Rashi, and you do the Ramban, you do the Arachaim. By the time you get to the end, you've run out of time. So I thought maybe for once we'll start the other way around. Let's start from the very end of the parsha. Last pasuk is Vayomas Yosef ben Me'a Veser Shonim Vayachantu Yisoy Vayisem Ba'orim V'mitzroyim. Yosef died at the age of 110. They embalmed him. Vayisem Ba'orim V'mitzroyim is put in Orim and Mitzrayim. The Baal HaTorim says on Vayachantu Yisoy, he says like this: Shnayim Ba'ay Pasha. There's two mentions of embalming in this parsha. Vayachantu ha-roifim es Yisrael, the roifim embalmed Yisrael. Vayachantu ha-isai, I'm with Yosef, vayachantu ha-isai. Kidi'isa b'kesuvois, di'yaspeid yaspedunei, d'adolad yadli'inei, b'shul shechona tesoviv chantuhu. So the Baal HaTorim says, like the Gemara in Kesuvah says, those who are maspid, they maspid him. Those who go to Leviah, they go to his Leviah. Those who mourn for someone, they mourn for him. So too, Yosef was chaynet his father, so they did chanotah to him. They embalmed him. Sounds from the Baal HaTorim that it was a good thing. It was a good thing. But maybe needs a little bit of investigation, this chanota, because it's not something which we're accustomed to doing. Mitzrayim, it was very popular. You go to British Museum, you'll see the mummies; they've still got them. They embalm them. They preserve the bodies permanently. But is it a Yiddish Zach or not? And if it's not a Yiddish Zach, how come Yosef did it for Yaakov and how come they did it for Yosef? So, the first thing is that although there's only two specific mentions of it in the Parsha, there are other points at which it becomes relevant. There's a Ramban, actually I saw the Minchas Asher brings this Ramban. The Ramban is at the beginning of Vayichi. Ramban at the beginning of Vayichi says, Yaakov Avinu says to Yosef, he says, Vani bevoyimi padon. When I was coming from Lavan, Mesa, Alai Rachel ba Eretz Canaan ba Derech Boit Kivasai Savoy Efros Avayk Bereh Sham ba Derech Efros Hi Beis Lachem. Rachel died en route and I buried her there. So the question is, what is he bringing this up for? So the Ramban says that Al Derech HaPshat Omar Lo Yikein Kemisnatzel. Yaakov was as if making excuses for himself. That's what he was doing. Because he was now asking Yosef to ensure that he was buried in Maris HaMachpelah. And when it came to Yosef's mother, Yaakov didn't seemingly make the effort to bury her in Marisa Machpelah. So Yaakov's making his excuses here. First thing is, she died in Eretz Canaan. I didn't leave her in Chutz Laaretz, and I'm asking you not to leave me in Chutz Laaretz, because I'm in Mitzrayim. The next point is, Umeisa b'derech pepesa pisim. She died suddenly en route. He was unable to, he says. Ki eichyazoi vesponov. Because to bury in Marisa Machpelah, he would have needed to get the body there very quickly. He'd have had to do a forced march to get there, and so as to be able to bury her in a reasonable amount of time. But he had little children. Remember when Esav said, "Let's go together," he says, "Ani es nahalali iti, lirekad amlocho, lirekad yiloti." They can't hurry, you can't push them. Push them, as he says, into that they'll die. You can't do forced marches with little children. So he says, I had no choice. And then he says like this, Ramban says, and I was en route. I didn't have the equipment. I couldn't embalm her, preserve her body, so that I could then bring it to Marisa Machpelah. So Ramban seems to suggest that if he could have done so, he would have done so. Which suggests that it's the right thing. In fact, there's a Medrash Rabba, which says something very, very interesting. There's a Medrash Rabba actually says, why is it that Yosef was the first of the brothers to die. He was the youngest of the brothers to die. Died at the age of 110. There's a couple of explanations. One explanation the Medrash gives is because he embalmed his father, which suggests it was the wrong thing. But not everyone in the Medrash agrees with that. They quote a pasuk here, Perik Nun pasuk Yud Beis, Vayasu bonav loy kein kasher tzivon. And his sons did to him as he instructed them. It doesn't say what they did. But it looks like whatever they did took place in Mitzrayim. Because the next thing it says is, Vayisro yisoy bonav aretz kanaan, etc. Now, Rashi says the two psukim connect. What his children did for him is that they transported him in the way that he had instructed them. The Medrash says, "Vayas bonav loy kein kasher tzivon," that Yaakov instructed them to embalm his body and then to transport it. So the Medrash says. So on the basis of that, then you would have to say that embalming is absolutely correct. Now, there appear to be two forms of embalming. Clearly, from when you look around, there's two forms of embalming. There's the full embalming process, which I assume they use for the mummies, although that also doesn't seem 100% clear how they did it, where they make incisions into the body, they extract certain parts, they fill the body with various chemicals, etc., and they embalm the body. There's another process which is a less invasive process. It doesn't involve anything like that. It involves getting liquids into the body, but only from the outside, without any incisions, without removing anything, and then preserving the body in these chemicals as well, but without being an invasive process. That's what appears to be. Which process was being used here? That's a good question. There's an Alshech HaKadosh here who actually looks at the Pesukim and says, I can tell you what happened. So it's like this. Vayitzav Yosef esafodov esaroifim lachanoit esaviv vayachantu aroifim es Yisrael. The Yosef instructed his servants the Rofim to embalm his father, and the Rofim embalmed his father. Now, Es Yisrael. Now, he says, there's technical problems with this pasuk. Vayitzav Yosef es avot of her es harofim. It should have been Vayitzav Yosef es avot of harofim. If what it's saying is he instructed the rofim who were his servants, it should have said es avot of harofim, not es avot of es harofim. And when the pasuk finishes, it should have just said Vayachantu es Yisrael. The word harofim is meyuta, is extra, is unnecessary. So he says like this, that what happened was, initially, Yosef instructed them to carry out a full embalming of his father. And that involved two chalokim to it. The first is, as we said, the invasive process, where they open up the body and remove certain parts, and then there's actual embalming process. So Yosef gave instructions to two sets of people, Es Avotov, who would prepare the body, and then Es Harofim, to do the Chanota. But what eventually happened was, just Vayachantu Harofim Es Yisrael. And without the Avotim, why? Because Yosef realized that his father's body was not like the body of a normal Nifta, normal dead person. Like Yaakov Lo Meis, his body remained like the body of a living person. And Yosef realized that the embalming process, this full embalming process, was just unnecessary. So he told the Avodim to not to do anything, to leave the body as it was. And all they did was the external embalming process, the non-invasive embalming process, which was sometimes used, which, if it was done on a normal dead body, it'll preserve the body for some time, but not permanently. It'll slow down the decay. Question is, of course, if so, if Yosef saw that Yaakov lo meis, so why did he do this embalming process at all? So on that, he says, because there was a problem. You know, the Egyptians venerated and deified their leaders, and after they died, they became gods. You know, different levels of gods. They joined the list. Instead of being 5,000 gods, there were now 5,001 gods. And if they saw that Yaakov's body wasn't deteriorating, then they would certainly treat him as a god. And once they got to that situation, and probably quite an important god, put him up in the first division of gods. So I think I'm out of touch, probably now Premier League, no? Of gods. So therefore, it would become impossible to get permission to take Yaakov to Eretz Canaan. So therefore, we told them to embalm, but not to do the real process, just to do the minor process, so that it wouldn't be recognizable. That's what the Al-Shech says. The question is still, is it right or is it wrong? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that, you know, by the way, what's the problem with, what could be the problem with embalming? What's the problem with for instance, burning a body? What's the problem with doing autopsies? What's the problem with all of this? The problem is that it says, Loisam nifnos alayitz, that when you hang someone, someone's chayv misa, and he's hung, afterwards he's hung. So, Loisam nifnos alayitz, kikok boi tikabirenu, there's a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah to bury someone, and there's a mitzvah not to be made in nifnos, to leave it overnight. because so from here we learn that there's an Isav Nivul Ameis and there's a Chiyuv Kavura. And that's where all this comes in, the question of whether you can embalm, whether you can do autopsies, etc. All of that comes from this. It's actually, it's deraisas we're talking about, yes?
You have to do it Chiyuv Ameis more directly to do with Chiyuv Ameis because it's buried, that's how it's going to get out.
So for that, I don't know. There's it might be. You know, if someone isn't buried, I don't know what the what happens. You know, when it's Tchias Amesim. But I actually think that the most important point is actually the Deraisas here. You're not allowed to be Menavel Ames, and you have to bury Ames. The Chiyuv. So, the question is here whether it was right to be chaynut or not. The Or HaChaim says that because in Mitzrayim they used to do chanota, therefore it was considered a kovot, and it's a kovot ames. We could say, possibly, that the fact that the minor type of embalming doesn't involve a nivul ames at all, And therefore, it doesn't seem to be much of a problem. And that's what they were doing in this case. And maybe that's what Yaakov was also would have done to Rachel. So it's just to be able to transport the body from there to Moras HaMachpelah. And they were transporting Yaakov's body to Moras HaMachpelah. So they needed to do the mine embalming process. That is not an invasive process. And therefore, there would be no nivul. And therefore, it wouldn't be an issue. Can you do more than that? Actually, it appears that you can, because there's a famous Rashba. The Noda B'Yehuda actually quotes in the Tshuva where there was a Shaila asked from London about doing an autopsy on a mace, because someone, I think, had kidney stones and they operated and it didn't go well, and they wanted to know whether they can do an autopsy to make sure that next time when they do such an operation they get it better. That was the Shaila. So what comes in is Nivul Ames. And Noda B'Yehuda actually says there that embalming is not Nivul Ames at all. The question is, what type of process of embalming does he mean? But since he's comparing, it's coming from the Rashba. The Rashba, who says that there was another Shaila asked to the Rashba where they wanted to move a body from one place to another, and the problem was that they couldn't move it whilst the flesh was still intact, because the body would start rotting, etc. So they wanted to know whether they could pour lime on it to get rid of the flesh and then take the bones to bury, and the Rashba allows it, and the Ramah brings it down. So therefore, there, one would have thought that there isn't a nivul ames, but what they're saying is it's the whole process, as we say, is only because of lo solin, because it's a nivul to the mace. If this is so as to for the covered of the mace, therefore it can be permitted. So it could be that with Yaakov, it would have been permitted anyway, because it was lichvoit ames, either because it did it in Mitzrayim, but also because they needed to transport him. And if they didn't know at that stage, what about the fact that a tzaddik's body doesn't deteriorate? So actually, I saw the Or HaChaim says that maybe it wasn't like that before Matan Torah. Very interesting. He says maybe it wasn't like that before Matan Torah because there was still Zuama. Maybe it wasn't like that. That's what the Or HaChaim says. I saw that the Emek Brocha, in his Chuvus of Emek Brocha, in his time, embalming was starting to become popular among certain circles. I assume it wasn't when he was Rosh Yeshiva in Vizhnitz. I assume it was when he'd moved to America. And Shaya's probably there in America. And he discusses it, and he says, okay, so they want to bring Uriah from Yaakov and Yosef, that it was that embalming is permitted and it's absolutely fine, etc. So he discussed the whole thing, and then in the end he says one extra point, which he says there's no raya from Yaakov and Yosef at all. Why? Because
The Gemara says that a kavura is a kapara for the mace, and the kapara is concluded with when the ikul habasa, when the basa decomposes, that is the conclusion of the kapara. It says the whole purpose of embalming is to preserve the body, which means that body doesn't decompose. It says it's all right for Yaakov and Yosef, because we have the Zohar already, which says that the bodies of tzaddikim, gemurim, don't decompose. They don't need this process for kapara. But for everyone else, even shall we call it the average tzaddik, needs this kapara. And therefore, by embalming the body, one is preventing that kapara taking place. And therefore, he says that under no circumstances, well, not under no circumstances, but he says that under normal circumstances, the body should not be embalmed.
So did Yaakov ask Yosef to do it?
According to the Medrash, yes. But according to the Medrash, that one Medrash, yes. And that's what it says, that his sons did him kashet sivam, like he commanded them, Well, others say that the reason Yosef did it was because he was scared that otherwise they would not allow his father to go. Could be lots of reasons why he did it. The question is, how does that apply to us?
What did they do to Yosef?
So it's two ways of learning. That's why I started off with the Baal HaTurim, who quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, saying that they do to you like you did to others.
Excuse my goodness.